Mobile.
Be there today, David, in 4DJC.
4DJC, KB4CBA. How are you doing today?
It was really nice to have some rain yesterday, but I need a little more. Didn't like we're going to get in here until maybe late this evening, maybe Thursday, I'm not sure.
So hold off till I get my tennis game in, I'll be happy.
Show anything here to about 8:30 or 9 o'clock tonight, if then. But I'm not real confident we're going to see any at all.
I play at 6, so we'll be through at 7:30, so maybe we can get it in.
We'll be doing it in Greenville. We got to head over there this afternoon about 3 o'clock, so we'll know then. But it's here in Anderson, it just looks, I don't see anything on the horizon.
My wife's car, helping my daughter made some stuff, and Mustang, it's a mag mount instead of a trunk lip mount, so I don't know if it's doing a good job or not.
Sure, earlier, but that last transmission was pretty good, David. It sounded like it had a little bit of picket fencing maybe or something, but that's about all. But you were fully readable. Audio is great on it, and actually fully readable, no problem at all.
Good to know. So I guess it's doing okay. I think the receiver on this thing is not near as good as the one on my 730 that I got in the Mustang.
Right here, I'm not sure if that particular model does. Some of those radios have a receiver on a chip type of thing, direct conversion, and they're not real good for rejecting adjacent signals and that sort of thing. But then some of them are pretty good. I know it's kind of like one of those things. You can buy one, it's good. Buy another, and it's not so good. But they're pretty decent, especially for what they cost.
Job, and it's an ICOM, it's a 50 meter 440, I think it's like 60, that has what, 65 watts if you need it. I don't think I use that, but anyway, and then I got that, I think I told you I had that 2700, and you had one to sell. I wish I'd known that, but well. I really like it. It does a lot better job than that old Kenwood I had on receive and on transmit.
730. The one I had is the I think it's a 2300H or something like that. But ICOM's got another single band two meter radio out that's got that same display that the 2730 has on that bright white looking display, but the 2100 or whichever one it is, 2300, I mean, that was the one I had a really real good receiver, and it put out 65 watts. It didn't have a fan, it would get pretty hot sometimes, but the 2730 is a real good radio. They just made that radio so expensive. If you buy a new one, because you have to buy they don't include the mount port or the mount the faceplate to the radio or the faceplate mount. So it just comes naked more or less nowadays, and I think to get it all together you have to pay another $80, so it's not as good a good a deal as some of the other radios are, but it's a really good radio, period. I mean, it's good, it's full duplex, which means it's satellite ready if you wanted to do that sort of thing, and because it's got dual receivers. I mean, it's got basically, I mean, you can cross band repeat on it too, I think.
The one I have at the house is a 2300H, and yeah, I really like it. I tell you, I don't have anything bad to say about it at all. It's a good radio. I just put some little. I got some of these little rubber feet that you just peel the bottoms off. It's kind of sticky, and I just put one on each corner, and I set it on top of my 7300. So that's what it's sitting on.
Mine on the mobile bracket, because I use mine inside. I just put the same type of little square peel off rubber bumpers on the bottom of that, put one to each corner. That's what I use. I could have had it on sitting on top of the power supply, but I didn't think that was such a good idea. But that's what I use. I had it on there like that probably for almost a year. I sold it online to a guy, and he was tickled to death to get it, because they've gone up, and I'm not sure if ICOP is going to discontinue those in favor of that new one or not, David. I'm not sure if that new one is a triple hit design or if it's a direct conversion, but it's got that bright, you know, white and black LCD like the 2730 does, which is an improvement. But the one you got on the base, that's a really good radio. If I didn't have a 705, I probably wouldn't have gotten rid of it. But this one covers all the 2 meter stuff I need to handle anyway.
Well, let me run. I'm back and in the parking place here. We're going to be unloading, so let the work begin. You have a good day, and take care of yourself. Good to talk to you. I see 73's KB4CBA.
Don't throw your back out. N4DJC clear.
KB2H access.